Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 6, we will read verses 14, 15, and 16. Then the Lord turned to him, that is Gideon, and said, "Go in this might of your strength, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Society tells us if you wear certain labels, you will be accepted in the in crowd. If you drink certain waters, you will be considered sophisticated. If you eat certain foods, you will be healthier and stay fit. Or if you want to smell like a real man or a real woman, you will use a certain type of cologne or perfume. If you want to be strong and athletic, you'll eat certain types of cereal. But perhaps that's why we have trouble understanding the Bible. The Bible is not obsessed as we are with image. In fact, most of the time, the Bible goes contrary to the whole mentality of image building. God never called heroes. God calls servants, and then he turns them or he makes them into heroes. God's servants never fit the Madison Avenue advertising mold. God always takes ordinary people and uses them in extraordinary ways. Gideon was an insignificant, unimportant farmer. His family was the weakest member in the tribe of Manasseh, and he was the least in his family's house. His weakness was not a fake weakness induced by mere humility. Weakness was his real condition. Weakness does not mean that you whine a lot or that you have the strength of spiritual jello. A person may be weak, yet not feel weak at all, because weakness has very little to do with how you feel. A state of weakness is not something you feel. It's just flat out something you are. It means you are stripped of all human resources, possessions, and all of your reserves are gone. You're running on empty, and it's just a matter of time before everything runs out. This passage shows us how Gideon went from being perhaps the weakest man in the nation to the strongest judge over the entire nation. Gideon thought God could do nothing because he and his family were nothing. God saw Gideon in a state of weakness, but God knew that he would not always be a weak man. God called him a mighty man of valor, a man of strength, because God calls you the way he sees you. Romans 4:17 tells us, God gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were. God does not call you by the season you are in or by the trial you are going through. Seasons come and go, but God calls things that does not exist as yet as though they do. God sees your whole life, past, present, and future, because God can see what you cannot see. God can see your life in its totality. Gideon was what God called him, a mighty man of valor and courage. The battle that Gideon was about to fight was a decisive battle. This battle was a turning point in the lives of God's people. If this fight was lost, the entire nation would be fractured and may fall apart. But as I prayed over this narrative of Gideon and read this passage over and over, I saw an even deeper truth in these scriptures.